Magic Huntress. Written by Renee Joyner. Narrated by Candace Roman.
Prologue. In a tiny village, stood on stilts, on the bed of a slow-moving river, there was once a wise old man that had lived far beyond the natural will of the world. He had cheated death more times than there were fingers on his hands. The man lived alone in a small shack close to the middle of the river. He spent most of his days sitting on the edge of his veranda, swinging his feet off the side so they felt the cool water flow gently towards the sea. He was a warrior of sorts who had fought many battles before and lived to tell tales. He was a stern man who valued his privacy, and a man of very few words, to say the least. He was tall and lean, his muscles strong, and his skin the color of cooked rice, slightly brown but primarily pale. He had short gray hair that was bushy and unkempt, which matched his wild eyebrows that seemed to stick out in almost every direction. His eyes were the color of honey and, in the sunlight, looked like an amber-colored jewel that belonged on a rich woman's finger or around her neck. He was not from those parts, but he had settled there after the great battle of the frozen glade, where he had seen things that he had wished he could forget. He had felt things in his soul that still made his skin crawl when he thought about it. He had never spoken of that time or that battle, and although he lived a quiet life of peace within nature, his mind was never still, and his heart was never happy. One morning, the wise old man sat on the edge of his veranda, dropping his legs into the water and mending a fishing net that the current had ripped apart. The current had grown more unsettled and seemed to flow faster and harder than he had ever seen before. He knew that part of the river well. In all his years, he had never seen the waters flow in such a way as if the earth was angry and frustrated at the men who inhabited her. He focused on his net in his hands and hummed softly to himself as he worked. Suddenly, he heard something plop into the water from the veranda next to his. Looking up, he saw a young boy, not much older than 10, throwing pebbles into the flowing river. The boy saw the old man and smiled, his eyes lighting up as he did. Then the boy did the most unbelievable thing. He took a few steps backwards, then ran forwards as fast as he could, leaping into the air at the edge of his own veranda and landing quite hard in the old man's. Although impressed by the young boy's bravery and strength, the old man maintained his neutral expression and demeanor, turning his attention back to mending his net.
"You're the wise old man," the young boy said excitedly. "I have looked for you for many days."
"Why is that?" asked the old man.
"I want to know the story of the Mizan and its powers."
The wise old man froze, as though he had felt the touch of a ghost, and stopped mending his nets. A serious countenance washed over his face, and his body became stiff and strong, as if he was preparing for a battle of some sort, ready to pounce at any moment. After a long moment of silence, the young boy spoke again.
"Please, wise old man, I just want to know if it will be able to save my mother. She is very ill."
The boy's voice was shaky.
"The magic of the Mizan is lost, and if it was found, I would not use it on my own mother, for its power is all corrupting."
The old man's voice was stern and deep.
"Please help me, wise old man."
The boy was crying now.
"There's no magic that can help her. The healer in the village says she is going to die soon. If there's anything that can save her, I need to find it."
The wise old man stood up slowly and faced the young boy, and then he held out his hands and touched the boy's face kindly.
"Dear child," he said, "what do you know of the Mizan and its powers?"
"I know that it possesses the most powerful magic in the world, magic that can save anyone and anything."
The boy wiped his dirty face with his hands and looked up at the wise old man longingly. The man looked down, closed his eyes, and shook his head.
"Come, child," he said, ushering the boy inside his home. "Let me tell you the truth about the great Mizan."
He spoke through gritted teeth and with hate that seemed misplaced. The young boy followed the wise old man into his home and sat on the floor in the middle of the room. Then he gratefully accepted a bowl of hot soup and a piece of bread as the man sat in a chair close to the fire that burned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?